Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, we test Dave on loads of girly things. We educate not just him, but men and women all across Dublin and beyond.
Yeah,
it's
when
a
you
phenomenon.
Say, and women, it's so true because most women even don't know the answers to these questions.
Untrue. That's fake news. Fake news. Most of the women do know the answers to these questions. Don't you try and throw me
I love
the bus.
Women. Fantastic questions.
Okay, Dave needs to get through three questions correct to win the week. A couple of lifelines to help him out. One is his phone a female, and it's Ava this morning. Hello, Ava.
Morning, Ava. How are you?
Morning.
Ava,
I'm good. How are you?
Is your name like the palindrome AVA?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to be one of the other ones of the A-O-I-B-H-E, which Callum hates because he's English and he doesn't understand what that is, how it's spelled.
Guys, how do you pronounce that name?
Is that Abe? anyway, Ava.
We've just got him on board with Saoirse.
And Cuiva. Ava, what's the story with you when it comes to girly knowledge? Is it health, beauty, makeup, anything, other stereotypes for women? Body parts, maybe.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. A jackie of all trades.
I am a student nurse, so Ooh. That might give me a bit of a help too.
Interesting.
That's perfect to know. A student nurse. Amazing. Ava, thank you so much. I will need you 100% at some point, so do me a favour and stay on the phone, won't you?
Of course.
Thanks, Amelia. Ava, back to you in a few minutes. And just to say as well, if there are little ears in the car, just bear in mind the girly quiz. We tend to go into uncharted waters when it comes to the type of questions that we ask. It's all about girly stuff in and out. However, and I know I say this every week, we've been kind of very PG the last few weeks, and that's the case again today.
But you never know what I might say.
Exactly. So just hover the hand over the dial, and then everyone is covered. All right, question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Legally Blonde, the musical. It's on in the Bord Gáis at the moment. Can you please tell us?
You'd know she got the free invite, wouldn't you? Getting the plug in the girly quiz.
This was actually Callum's question.
Go on, do it again.
Legally Blonde, the musical. It's in the Bord Gáis at the moment, and that's why we're talking about it. What is the main character L's surname?
L. Evan. 11. I think it's either Brooks or Woods. I think Brooks. Brooks or Woods.
When's the last time would you say, because like I was there last night, but it's funny when you watch something that you know you've watched loads before, but it's so long ago that even though I've seen it loads when I was younger, I was like, I still don't really remember what happens in this.
Mm.
Like it was such a long time ago. It's probably been 15 years since you watched that movie. Would it be?
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Oh, really? You just
yeah.
know?
No, I just know it. One of them, Brooks Woods, one of them is L, and the other one is a prisoner in Shawshank Redemption. But I don't think Woods was here. I think Brooks was here in Shawshank Redemption. So I'm going to say L. Woods.
What do you mean by Brooks was here? Sorry, is that something that was
that's
part
something
of Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay, do you want to lock that in then?
L. Woods sounds familiar. So does L. Brooks, but I think that could be because of Mel Brooks. So I'm going to go with L. Woods. Final answer.
Yay! Well done.
Come
well
on,
done,
baby, well done, let's,
well
go.
Let's go. Let's go. Yes, L. Woods, correct. Well done. Back at the net for David Hammond.
Shawshank Redemption, also a fantastic movie.
Also a fantastic movie. Yeah, probably one of the... probably the only kind of like what would you say renowned movie I've ever watched.
Really?
In terms of that movie that has that level of respect. Yeah. Okay, we crack it on to question number two.
So it was Brooks in that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
good old Brooks.
Dave, in Nails.
In Nails.
Nails, yeah. What does the letters BIAB, B-I-A-B,
no,
actually stand for?
No, 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 no. I didn't know they stood for anything. I thought it was just a word,
yeah.
like nail.
If you're getting your BIAB done or you're getting your shellac done, what does BIAB for BIAB stand for?
I want to get, like, I don't know. Do you know what, I've written it down and it does like be a bell, maybe, but I'm pretty sure they're not that big.
That'd be iconic.
BIAB, I have no idea. Body indicating... and but
body indicating end bit. That's why I get my BIAB on my nails, girls.
I'm trying to think of what BIAB is, and it's obviously it's the nail. It's not nail varnish, but it's the stuff that kind of freezes.
Freezes.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like
I
you
know,
heat
I'm
it
just
and you heat it and somehow it
hardens,
freezes.
Doesn't it?
It hardens, yeah.
Yeah.
body. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm worried because I think 50-50, purely because it's not a health question.
Mm.
And I just don't know if... I'm sure Ava would know, but there could be a health question coming up and I want to go to Ava for that.
Fair enough, yeah.
So okay. I think I'm going to simplify it.
Okay, we're entering simplify mode.
Simplify is not a 50-50 and turns out to be what's the first B stand for. I'm going to cry.
It's a 50-50. Okay.
Thank God.
Question number two in the Girly Quiz. We're going into simplify mode on in nails. What do the letters B-I-A-B for BIAB actually stand for? Is it A, built-in anti-breakage?
Built-in anti-breakage. Love that.
Or is it B, builder in a bottle?
Thank... Oh.
No, builder in a bottle.
No, because it's not in a bottle. Or no, maybe it is. Builder in a bottle.
Okay, I'm just going to say one thing, which is like... Not to sway you in any direction,
but it
is in a bottle.
Yes,
like it is like a varnish, if you know what I'm saying. But then you harden it up. But
built in anti-breakage sounds correct to me, but I don't know. I actually don't know. That would be right. We're doing it again. I'm getting the phone.
Oh, he's getting the phone. He did this last week and nearly damaged his phone. He does his own 50-50.
Right, screen up when I throw the phone. It's built in anti-breakage. Builder in a battle is screen down. Okay.
Can you use something else other than your iPhone?
No.
Please?
Here we go. This is it's so you can hear the noise of it.
Okay. Here we go.
Screen up, which goes for built-in anti-breakage. You've never steered me wrong before, phone. So here we go. Screen up, built-in anti-breakage. Way to go, phone.
And he's got a broken phone screen.
Ah, do you know what? I'm fuming. That was too good, that answer. Built-in anti-breakage.
I know. I nailed that one.
You did, because it's hard and it wouldn't break. And
you're the one that told me, don't make the Simplify stupid.
No, you're
make them hard.
I'm glad you didn't.
Okay,
It makes it real.
Right, okay, fair enough. So yeah, builder in a bottle. That's what BIAB stands for.
As real as my tears.
Here we go, into question number three.
Builder in a bottle. It should be NIAB. Nails in a bottle.
Could be. That's a good idea. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Dave, what is the small pocket inside many pairs of women's knickers called?
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
Oh, your little pocket.
I don't know. You have a little pocket in your knickers.
We do have a little pocket in our knickers. Have you ever seen women's knickers before?
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far now.
That's something you've ever seen, no?
No, I'm really shocked at this. And I'm thinking of the jean one with the one for the key. Like, is it for your key? What's it there for, like? Hold on, I'm locked in my house. Hold on, I get in my knickers. Hold on. I don't know.
Anyone chewing gum? I have one here in my knickers.
Just one, though.
Do you know where it is in the underwear?
I would imagine it's probably in the waistband somewhere.
No. So imagine the knickers are on you.
Yeah.
It's right underneath. Right underneath.
You're joking.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a little pocky.
A little pocky. Is that what it's called? Mm. Interesting. Right. I don't know. Let's go to Ava.
Ava, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Ava. 30 seconds on the clock. Sorry to keep you there for so long, but I just thought this is Ava's time to shine. When I think Ava, I think pockets and knickers. So what is it called?
A gusset.
No, it's not. You're joking. That is horrible. Square. A gusset.
Yeah.
That is rotten. Hold on, let me check my gusset for my key. What are you putting there?
Anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a couple of cans to get into a festival or what? What are we talking?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I keep my lip glosses in there.
You're...
Me too.
No, yeah,
you as well, Ava, don't you?
Yous are horrible. Yeah. There's no way. Yeah. Seriously, what do you keep in there?
My lip liner. I want my lip combo.
€2 for the bus.
On a night out, yeah. My leaf card sometimes.
Right, it's that one. Yeah, it's a gusset.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Here we go.
Did I get it right,
God, for that one? You were absolutely spot on.
Oh,
well
God.
Done, Ava.
Ava, thank you very
thank
much.
You.
I'm sorry it took me so long to come to you, but that was worth it. Gusset is
never,
horrible.
Never trust the phone.
Never trust the phone.
So true.
I'm screaming at the phone.
I'm sorry to you, Ava, but listen, you've won yourself a Just Eat voucher. Thank you very, very much. And listen, don't lose it. Make sure and put it in your gusset.
I'll make sure. Don't worry.
Thanks.
It's such a good insult, isn't it? Shove that in your gusset. See you later.
Good
bye,
luck, Ava.
Thank you.
Later.
Wasn't to be, but what fun we've had.
What fun we've had.
And what gussets we've learned about.